With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Summer may not have officially arrived just yet. That's still a few weeks away, but summer's calling card has already been delivered to some Americans.
It's the first heat wave of the season, and National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says California, Arizona, and Nevada will be getting the worst of it.
Really starts picking up today, but then really peaks in that Wednesday to Friday time frame across the West. And we're looking at high temperatures, you know, well in the 90s and 100s, well above average for the time of year.
On Monday, the high in Phoenix already was 103 degrees Fahrenheit and 105 degrees in Needles, California. I'm Donna Water.
A federal appeals court panel suspending a venture capital firm's grant program for black women business owners, responding to a lawsuit challenging the program as discriminatory. Also at SRNNews.com, a closely watched trial getting underway in earnest today in Delaware.
It took just one day to seat a jury for Hunter Biden's federal gun case. President Biden's son is charged with three felonies stemming from a 2018 firearm purchase during a time when, according to his memoir, he was addicted to crack. Some prospective jurors were dismissed because they knew the Biden family personally. One who was sent home said she didn't know whether she could be impartial because of the opinion she had formed about Hunter Biden based on media reports. Jurors include a woman whose sister was convicted on credit card fraud and drug charges, a man whose father was killed in a crime involving a gun, and a woman married to a former law enforcement officer. I'm Jennifer King.
Primary day in a handful of states. Former President Trump on the ballot in Republican contests in Montana, New Jersey, and New Mexico. Presumptive Democrat nominee Joe Biden will compete in primaries in the same states, plus Washington, D.C. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 119, S&P futures 55 points lower. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham doesn't like the verdict in the Trump trial.
Reacting to the conviction of the former president in a New York City courtroom, the popular evangelist is urging Americans to pray for their country. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "What we saw today has never happened before, and I think for the majority of people, it raises questions about whether our legal system can be trusted. Our country is at a crossroads. Pray that we will be one nation under God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says a new report by the country's Law Reform Commission amounts to an attack on faith and freedom. The commission says it should be illegal for schools to remove or expel LGBT staff or children because of their sexual orientation. It also wants to make it more difficult for faith-based schools to hire staff based on the religious convictions of the prospective staffer. International Christian Concern is sounding an alarm. This is SRN News. The Biden campaign is stepping up its LGBT messaging during Pride Month.
Joe Biden's re-election team is launching new organizing efforts and media advertising to mobilize LGBT voters. The campaign says it will have a presence at over 200 Pride events in 23 states during June. At the end of the month, the President and First Lady will host a fundraising event in New York City. The campaign touts Mr. Biden as the most pro-LGBTQ+ president in American history, and his record proves that. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pacific Power says it has agreed to a nearly $180 million settlement with over 400 Oregon plaintiffs, the latest multi-million-dollar payout relating to the deadly 2020 wildfires that ravaged the state. The utility says it has settled nearly 1,500 claims stemming from the Labor Day 2020 wildfires, killed nine people, destroyed thousands of homes. More details, SRNNews.com.